Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Susan Baker Psychic Hour. Today we're discussing being stuck in two past lives. Is that what we're discussing? Yes, that is what we're discussing. If we actually get to our topic, we'll see. We've got some callers in the queue, so we will try to get to our discussion today.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, this is our 6th year doing the show.
That's right. It's our 6 years doing the show. That was our anniversary. It was on the 18th. We didn't have a show on the 18th, but we did on the 17th, so the day prior. So we started on 8/18/2012 broadcasting here on Blog Talk Radio, and we've stuck with Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
For all these years. So we are on Blog Talk Radio, of course, but we're on other platforms as well, as I mentioned on that show, Alexa, Spreaker, and iTunes. So our show can be found many different places, which is also exciting. Anything else you want to say, Neil?
No. Let's get to our callers and then maybe to our topic.
Yeah, we want to invite our callers to join us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio, primarily Facebook, because that way we can connect with you as well. It's very difficult when we appreciate people following us here on Blog Talk Radio, but it's hard to connect to people because there's not that functionality really with the people that follow us. So it's difficult to identify who they are and things like that. So on Facebook, we have a better chance of being able to work with your energy, things like that, and connecting with you.
Yeah, for sure. Because I know how to go on Facebook. I have a little bit of help, and I can always review people.
With your training pants on.
Yeah. So, but on the other one that you mentioned is
Blog Talk Radio, it's difficult because it's just like a little icon of the picture, and usually people don't even have their real names, and there's not a way to search users. So identifying who people are and having any kind of dialogue with them is not really possible on Blog Talk Radio. So Facebook is our primary way of connecting with people. But I want to take a caller here. 865, hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Good morning. Hi, my name is Lynn, L-I-N. Good morning. And I have a question. My question is if you or what you might feel or see for me as far as love, relationship coming in.
Okay. And Lynn, where are you calling from?
Currently, I'm in California.
Okay. And what's your birth date?
January 5th, 1956.
1956.
Yes.
So yes. You're 62 mm-hmm. years old.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
62, and she's, her master number is 9 from 27.
Yes, that's right. 27. So, okay. So she's coming up on a multiple.
That's
63. What do you think, Neil?
Well, we may be wrong here, but your code suggests that there was a marriage prior and a divorce. You know, maybe we're off, but is that true?
Yeah. I've been divorced since 1991.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 1991. But we're assuming
Relationship.
You probably had relationships.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've had a few. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's And were two children produced from that relationship, that marriage?
Two girls and one boy.
Okay, so you're
picking
up the two girls
and one boy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you have a relationship coming when you turn 63.
Oh, okay.
Which is not too far off. I mean, we're
awesome. Yeah, that's really
4 months.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm in the year of 63. In the year of 63. Not necessarily like right when you turn 63.
No.
So
in that year.
That's fine. Yeah.
In that year. And I'm seeing, Lynn, I'm seeing, what do you call those when they get the flowers in Hawaii?
Lei.
Well, her name is Lynn. But I'm seeing
three
that
letters.
With this person, you go to Hawaii.
Starting with L.
You're going to go to Hawaii.
Oh, well, my daughter, that's so funny. My youngest daughter, she just came back from Hawaii a couple of months ago. Well, she was in Hawaii for a while, and she left prior to all the volcanic things. But, yeah, so that's really funny. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a connection. Uh-huh. So you'll be going there, and and it will be on your the man's request. He'll treat you and take you there, and I believe it's going to be Hawaii. Do any of your children or anybody around you or anybody in the financial world, business, banking?
Not so much. But my daughter, again, the youngest one. She's always been like really good with finances, and she's good like with numbers and such things like that. Yeah, banking and finances.
Okay, well then it's going to be. So you see, we keep gravitating towards her.
The daughter.
So what's her birthday?
Mm-hmm. Her birthday is 6/25/85.
Okay, and 85. So
she's the same math.
See what happens then? See, she's 6/25, and you're born in 56. You see the numbers there?
Yeah.
You're born in 56, and she has a 5 and a 6 in her month and day, 13/20.
Okay.
And she's a 36 equals 9, which is a multiple, the same master number as you, but by 36
right.
in astrology. So there's a connection between
the two. She's 3 years away from that point.
Is she married?
No, she's not. No, she's not married right now.
Hmm. Are any of your children married?
No.
Okay.
My oldest, he's in a relationship, but he's not married.
Okay. Well, that's okay, because your question was pertaining to when you're going to be in a relationship, and we're just getting some surrounding information some of it's going to be valid, some of it won't. It doesn't change the fact that you're going to be in a relationship. And I don't know. I also see this man putting a coat. You know how men are gentlemen, and they put a coat on the woman when they're dressed, you know, going out?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
in, you know, you're kind of in my generation. Well, you know, today the girls don't, men don't dress so much. But when
you get into
my generation, you put the coat on the woman.
You've never put the coat on me.
Huh? You're not in my generation.
I guess. Good excuse.
If you're a little bit older, I would have.
Good to know.
But so I see him doing that. Now,
awesome.
The coat, it's weird because, you know, Chris and I are vegetarians. We don't believe in hunting or anything like that. But this coat looks like it has fur on it, on the collar.
Maybe it's a faux fur coat. We hope.
Do you have any such coat like that in your closet? Do you have any old fur coat or anything?
I don't, but I have. I've had those. All of those things in the past, but yeah.
Okay, Lynn, you're going to fall in love again.
Yay!
Yeah, you're going to fall in love again. Just, I get vibes when I ask questions and get responses. And
even though it sounds like a weird trail of
you're going to,
information.
You're going to fall in love with an animal with a big furry coat. Seriously, you're going to fall in love with a man. He's going to be a real gentleman, kind of classy. You know, if we were in a different day and age, even before we were born, he's the kind of guy that would have been like Fred Astaire with the top hat and the little cane. You know,
yes, very debonair, as we used to call it.
That's right. Are you currently wearing any jewelry, a ring or a necklace?
Yes. Well, I have lots of jewelry. I have lots of bracelets and rings that I wear. And
are you currently wearing any of that?
Oh, currently right now as I am. No, not at this moment.
Well, this man will buy you jewelry too. I mean, you have a lot of women do.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of jewelry, and it seems like you enjoy it. Well, this man will buy you jewelry. So it looks like he takes you to Hawaii. He buys you jewelry. It's going to probably happen in the 63rd year.
He's a total gentleman. How do you get out and meet people, Lynn? What is your...
I just basically, in the community that I live in, I do a lot of walking and just out and about. I basically, out regularly. And I'm very, outgoing, and we stop when everybody's walking their dogs and whatever, and we stop and chat or just, basically like that. Yeah.
I'm going to ask.
She cut out for a minute. Did you notice that?
I'm going to ask you a very strange question, but be creative and work with us. I'm seeing a carrot around you. Now, do you cook?
A what?
Are you a good cook? Do you cook things with carrots and in a stew or something?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, I'm real big on carrots. I bought a lot of them a few months ago. And I'm like, what am I doing with all these carrots? What am I going to do? But, I am. Mm-hmm. I like stews and,
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So we have carrots and maybe we have 14 karat gold. I don't know, for a ring.
Or 18.
Oh, 18. 18 even better. But.
Yes, I love it.
You know, we try to be entertaining, but we try to be honest and truthful. We don't, Chris and I don't give phony readings, A lot of psychics will, or they say things that they think will make somebody sound
right.
terrible. The signs look really good. The signs look really good. Who was in the military in your family?
Well, quite a few men. We'll start with my grandfather, who was in one of the World Wars, and then an uncle who was in the Korean War. My dad was in the military, and my son was in the Marines. So there was a lot of military.
Okay, your background is rich with military, but your son... joining the Marines is like an exaggerated enlistment. I mean, you just don't, you get drafted in the Army, the Marines, you've got to make a real commitment and you've got to be fit you've got to go through a lot. So I think it's another validation now bringing in one of your other children just to ensure that you're going to be in this relationship coming up.
Okay.
Okay, Lynn. Well, we wish you a lot of luck in your search keep us posted. You're welcome.
I will. Thank you so much. Blessings to you both. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, so we have a report from the Spice Girl, Mary. I'm sure this is the last thing you want to be called, considering your genre.
No, I loved the Spice Girls when I was younger. I thought it was so cool. Oh, I loved them. I don't know which one I liked the best. Baby Spice, I think I liked the best.
Oh, yeah. She was nice, like a soft,
she was
pretty,
cute, you know? Yeah, cute. She was pretty. I loved her little pigtails and the teddy bear, whatever. Yeah.
That's
anyway,
your generation.
Congratulations on your 6 years, guys. Congratulations. I had no idea.
Oh,
that's awesome.
You
must be so excited. Yeah,
well,
that's great.
And I mean, it's.
Yeah, we can hardly breathe. Our hearts are pounding with joy.
Yeah.
So do you remember?
It's awesome that you've continued with it.
Yeah,
it's, you know, we've been doing it for
What's
all
that
this
song?
Time.
Cinnamon,
what?
honey, you are my candy.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar,
not cinnamon.
You're my candy girl.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you asked me to learn about cinnamon, and I know stuff from memory and nutmeg, so I know both. So I don't know how to do this, but
go ahead, tell us what you've learned. It's sharing time.
You want to know a little bit? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, cinnamon was actually both of them were actually really expensive. Like it, and their cinnamon can be dated back to 2000 BC, and in that time, it was actually found first in Egypt. And it's a native. It's native of Sri Lanka, but in Egypt they used to use it to embalm bodies, and also it was used for like witchcraft kind of purposes. But there was a lot of folklore around cinnamon, like how to find it. So they kept the price expensive by kind of keeping it on the down low of where it was coming from. So they had all these weird folklore stories about the cinnamon coming from cinnamon birds. They called them cinnamon birds, and the cinnamon birds were the only ones that could find the cinnamon sticks, and they'd put them in like a nest. It was so bizarre. They'd make a nest with these things, and there was only certain people that knew how to get the cinnamon birds to give up the sticks. So there was like all this weird folklore to keep the price higher, you know what I mean, and get it, and because it was quite rare to get it because of how long the distance was for people had to travel to get this. So it wasn't that it wasn't hard to come by, it's just they didn't want people to kind of know where it was coming from and be able to, you know, figure it out, so they'd go and try and claim the spice themselves. So
okay, so lots of good information on cinnamon. What about nutmeg?
Okay, well, nutmeg is native of Indonesia, and it came from something called the Banda Islands. And there's a lot of, like, really sad stories about nutmeg, because when people found out about the Banda Islands, the nutmeg, there was a lot of, like, war over it, like, where people would go and, like, fight to try and take the land where it was being grown. Nutmeg's an interesting one. It's not as, like, it wasn't as, like, cinnamon was, like, the thing where they felt it was, like, divine and it was like for the gods, but nutmeg really never got that. It just was, it still was like a pricey seasoning,
spice that didn't have that elevated status that cinnamon.
It didn't have the elevated status, no, but it's interesting because there was a lot of like fighting over it, which I thought, oh, that kind of makes sense, you know, that would happen. Like people would have war over these things to get the monopoly on it, you know, because of how expensive it was.
Definitely.
But nutmeg's a kind of interesting one too, because like you can't, it says nothing about this about cinnamon, but I guess with nutmeg, if you eat too much, it can be like, it could kill you.
Wow.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because
you know,
it's
like if you
nutmeg from the mace, right?
Yeah, yep, you're right. Yep, that's on the outside of the nutmeg, actually. It's like a red, something that grows on the nutmeg, on the nut itself, like, and you take that part off and that makes the mace.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So
I know everything about it.
She did very well. You got an A for the day. Okay, so there's two elements here, and now I can fill you in a little more on
why this pertains to the relationship she's trying to
when
work out.
When we look at cinnamon and nutmeg, it's representing you and your boyfriend and the love. You know, while you were talking, Pat Benatar came in.
not her fish dead,
no,
but
not
her energy.
Her
and
energy.
I just, quickly, Neil, I want to just acknowledge area codes 504 and 858, which we're going to be getting to. So hold your place in the queue. We're going to be
getting to both of you.
But we're, going to spend a little bit of time here with Mary.
Love is a battlefield. Now, because you have this juxtaposition, this oxymoron, this contradiction of sorts between love and war, and between the spices and the poison and the fallacies that were built to encourage the enrichment and the expensiveness, but also the element that they're somewhat spiritual and mystical, used in witchcraft as well, going back to two different areas, Indonesia and Egypt. So this is rich, deep energy. Now, your connection to your boyfriend is part of the topic of our show when you're caught between two past lives. Because what happens, Mary, is that when you have one lifetime with somebody and it's not completed, and you come back into a second lifetime with them and that's not completed, then you come back for yet a third time. That third time is compounded by the two previous times. So you actually build, every time you come back, you build more convoluted energy, more subplots. And so what happened in the core essence of your relationship with this man, there was a somewhat of a purity. It was just the two of you. But what happened, that past life never completed itself. So in the second past life you had with him, his wife came in then. And when that happened, because you didn't complete the first past life with him, when that happened, it changed the whole terrain. Now it became more complicated. And in that second past life, because that wasn't completed, now we jump forward to the third, where we have this convoluted mess. So it's sort of like putting the cinnamon and the nutmeg together, because they can go together, but they come from opposite places. So if we said the cinnamon had one past life and you reviewed it to us, the nutmeg had another and you reviewed it to us, they both have this potential beauty and destruction. And
to mention one thing, like the wife, her name's Meg. So I thought that was kind of weird that you picked that.
Named Meg.
Oh.
Unusual. Never mentioned that on the show before.
No. So, and then nutmeg.
We have to be fair.
It sounds like there's a little nuttiness going on. Open marriage and stuff.
And the fact that she asked for the open marriage, but... I mean, they're still completely locked into a relationship.
Well, when you think about it, think about this. She asked for an open marriage, and her name is Meg, and we're putting nutmeg. What happens? You crack the shell, and you open the shell to get to the meat. It's called the meat.
Yes, that's true.
And so what's happening in this open marriage is that it's leading to the meat of the relationship. Meaning, in this case, the real essence, the real truth, that you can't move through a world and be married and call it open. That's not the meat of a marriage.
And I venture that Meg would not have created the situation with an open relationship had she foreseen that her husband was going to fall in love with somebody else. I think that wasn't something she anticipated
it
at all.
It wasn't. No. And that the strings to that in this puppet world is conducted by a higher hand, meaning karma. So what you have to absorb here, Mary, for the sake of time here, is that the nutmeg and the cinnamon was I intentionally put you on a journey, because what you've got to understand is this is opened up. And the two elements come together, there will be a blending. I believe there will be a blending between you and this man. But to get to the essence of it, you got to crack the shell open. So you keep focusing on these two elements, nutmeg and cinnamon. Keep focusing on it, even go deeper in your research, and start to correlate it as you take notes. It'd be really important to this man. Start to correlate it the journey and the research, you could probably do another page or two of research and start to correlate it with him. And I believe that in the transference of energy, you're going to get closer to being combined. Your energy is combined with his, excluding this marriage.
All right. I'm going to keep going.
And
all right.
The only other thing is,
I appreciate it, guys. I really do. Thank you so much.
The only other thing is, I want you to kind of listen to Pat Benatar.
That's not a chore, Neil. I love her. She's so cool.
Well, listen to some of her songs. I don't know. We'll figure that one out later.
Okay, Mary.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 504 is next. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Debbie from Louisiana.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi.
D-E-B-B-I-E or D-E-B-I? How do you spell it?
D-E-B-B-I-E, but my name is Deborah, the Bible way, the long way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, but you go by Debbie, so we'll just use that.
Yeah,
and,
except at work.
Oh, okay. You have more formal.
Yeah.
They address you more formally at work. Okay, so what is your birth date, Debbie?
2/12/1963.
And what brings you to the show? Have we spoken with you before? 515? I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
I don't either.
I am at some kind of weird spot in my life where it's hard to go to work right now. I just feel like since all of the retrogrades and everything, like I literally just want to walk off a lot of stuff, but I know that I'm not being smart. So I was just wondering if you see anything with that. I am, I feel like I can see people's lives, if that makes sense.
Well, what do you mean? No, I mean, it can make
like
sense,
my intuition stuck. My intuition just went like crazy, and I'm an empath, so it's just getting a little more difficult for me to be in a workforce, I guess.
All right.
I work in sales right now.
You work in sales. I was going to ask. You work in sales. Are you, like, in an office doing sales, or do you like, sales outside?
No, I go into a store, but we lease the space in a store. But I'm kind of sandwiched between a person I work for and then the store because, you know, you have to respect their rules. I don't work for them, but then I work for another company. And they're
so
both
So you're in, is it a department store or what type of store?
Mm-hmm. But I go in as a rep.
Are you, like, in cosmetics or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
She's in cosmetics.
Okay.
So you're a rep, and is this your only store that you work in?
No, I go to different stores.
So specifically, you're having a problem with one store and a person in the store.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
okay.
Somebody in New York as well. Well, somebody way above that's not in the store. But the one in the store is really – I just realized what a terrible company I work for. It's based on lies. I just feel like if you keep doing the same thing and expect different results, that's been going in my head.
Yeah.
Like,
so go ahead.
No, but it's just a realization that I bought every lie they told me. If you do this, you'll get this. And that's a theme in my life is dangling carrots. And I kind of realized it before, but it was like a slap in the face this time that people promise you this, that, and they don't deliver. And but I realized how far back it goes. Let's put it that way. My family
right.
did
so
it to me. So I'm manifesting all these situations and I don't like it. You know, I felt like
it could be a karmic situation too. So, you know, take a little bit
yeah.
of the blame off yourself. There may be something that came in from past life that's causing you to have these problems in your in your lifetime now. But what I wanted to ask about the people you're having problems with, you say there's a person in New York. Is that person connected to your cosmetic company, and then the other person in the store works for the store?
No, they're both from the company.
So they're both from the company.
Uh-huh.
They were both work for the cosmetic company, but one is, of course, employed by the store and
she's
the cosmetic
company. She's the manager.
She's
our
manager.
She's
the counter manager.
Right. It sounds like okay. You did this. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do. I do.
I'm like, wow, and, I don't even have, because usually you can't exactly explain it. You know, it's like you don't work for them, but you go in.
Confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be confusing, but I understand that there's two, when you work for a cosmetic company in a department store, there's two employers, and
right.
then you are employed by the cosmetic company and not by the store because you're an outside agent. But,
right.
But, I mean, the industry of cosmetics, I mean, I hate to be, you know, I hate to
I get it. I'm saying it. I'm realizing even more. I get it.
I mean, in like, any company or any industry, have people that are, you know, I don't know, you can criticize anybody, but there's a lot of superficiality in that industry.
Well, sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're saying that you're getting like promises not being fulfilled. Not surprising.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're going to say something
but,
new.
Well,
oh, she was going to say
I also
something.
Serve. So even though I'm in that environment, I feel like I'm serving. So I do healings. I'm a Reiki master. I'm an empath. So people don't understand why people are drawn to me, but I do help people on a different level. So that is between me and, you know, they don't, the, my company does not know that
okay.
I help them on different levels as well.
Okay. Do your customers know that?
Some of them, yeah. They have
okay,
my phone
so you have
number.
Open conversations with the customers. I got to shut that
yeah.
window.
Yeah.
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 Sorry, shutting a window. We've got a leaf blower.
You know, Debbie, you gotta. Okay, so let's put our heads into a different spot for a minute. You're working for this company.
Okay.
But we have to understand that this company evolved from a past life energy. So
yes.
let's say that it was tribal. In the dark ages, let's say it was tribal and you were a member of this tribe and you were very into this tribe as a member. And, you know, the idea of tribal energy, Deborah, a lot of the tattoos and the designs on the skin of a tribe would identify the tribe. And it was very important when there was skin decoration on
yeah.
primitive tribe. Now, you were a member of this tribe. But as the tribe evolved through time and space, it eventually landed in its present situation. But it's all tribal, and you are a member of that tribe. What's different today is that you have grown, you're really grown out of the tribe. You're not, you've carried some of the major characteristics of the origin of the tribe, but through time and space, the tribe has become corrupted. So you come back to the tribe because of karma, but you've maintained your original authentic positions of energy from the tribe, even though the other members through time and space have become corrupted. So you're attached there because of karma, but you're
okay.
not really feeling attached because they've become corrupted.
Right.
But yet you have this karma you're stuck in. So you have all these feelings about people at work, and you're an empath and you're intuitive because you've maintained the original spiritual energy that you probably were involved in the past life. Now
okay.
you need to break away, but you can't
okay.
break away until all the karma is absorbed. So there's something left that you probably need to do. Maybe it's a person at the work that needs your help and you have to clear something up for them. Maybe
wow.
there's a little snag that you need to do before you actually can say, I'm done with this tribe. I'm going to either find another position in the industry or I'm going to become a full-time empath.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what happened. But
thank
I will
you.
Say
I mean, for telling me that the way you broke it down is totally, it resonates. It totally resonates.
Well, good. Good. I'm glad it does. There is.
Because my manager reminds me of my mother. The vice president reminds me of my father, angry energy, do as I say, her, the kind of crazy one trying to shield the kids, so to speak. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. You see, because the fabric of past lives can the original can have a blending of personality traits in your current mother and father. Because
wow.
You're carrying this karma that you keep carrying with you. It's like oceans intermingling with ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to separate from times, even though it may be designated by balance. So you have this energy, somewhat convoluted, and yet it should resonate. Now, I will say this, unknown to you or unbeknown to you, there is a female that works in your environment that desperately needs your help.
Wait, she definitely needs my help?
That just, your voice got totally distorted, Debbie.
Yeah, so did, you guys cut out.
Okay,
repeat. I can hear you perfectly, though. I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, I'm talking from a deep past life, so it's hard to get through. There's a woman.
She didn't laugh.
No, there's a woman at your work, a younger woman. I think it's younger woman who desperately needs your help or advice, and that it probably is one reason why you're there before you leave, is to clarify and help this person. Now, it may get tricky because you may not know, one, you may not know what I'm talking about. Two, you may feel that there's somebody there that you're aware of. But there seems to be a woman there that needs your help. Now, do you have to help her? No. But in the test of time, stands that she could use your help because I believe in the past life, this may sound a little silly, but in the past life, in the tribal past life, this woman was banished from the tribe with another man, and they were separated from the tribe. They had to live by themselves. There must have been some taboo going on. So it would be a woman that you'd be aware of that has terrible relationship problem or something wrong. And she needs your counsel.
You know, you are the second person to tell me that my manager, who is, we always call her crazy, bipolar, whatever. I was told that she would love my help, but she would never ask for it because of her position. She would feel like she was lowering herself. And she does lash out at people, and she can be very mean. So she has learned just from being around me some things, but as far as she will only go so far with me.
Well, sometimes, you know, people who come back to the earth to do the work of the spirit, or they help others. One of the main things they do is they start to address adversity. They start to address people that need their lives turned around. And whether they make an impact or not, they somehow do, because it does leave an impact. Les Miserables was that whole novel was based on the spirit of a man redeeming himself through that terrible lieutenant, that police that was always pursuing him, but ends up committing suicide because he can't stand the love the man gave him. So there's sometimes we run into people that we have to teach them about love or wisdom, even at the cost of being rejected or abused by them. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
We're not suggesting that you be abused, you know, to fulfill this mission, but the fact that you're alluding to the manager and describing her as such, there must have been something that made her very embittered over the past lives and then resurfaced again in this lifetime, become an ugly person. Mm-hmm. But if your plan, you know, you're born in 63. Well, if your mm-hmm. plan is to ultimately become an empathic and
a professional
and to branch away from this, fine. If you have to fulfill something, the only thing is I'm getting 9 years. Have you been with the company 9 years? What's going
on? Or in the industry 9 years?
No, I've been in the company longer, but there is a number 9 in the title.
Oh, that's it.
Number
you
nine
see, that's
in the
tribal.
Title.
So can you tell us the number, or do you have to keep it secret? That title.
That is the only number, but yeah, I probably should since I get a paycheck from them.
But there is that numbers nice. In the title?
Yes.
Of the company?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's
why am
tribal.
I not like referencing?
Well, you can figure it out.
I'm not going to say anything on the air, but I'm trying to sort through my memory to figure out what it is.
Well,
so anyway,
it literally has number 9 in the company.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, and the reason I'm picking up on it, maybe you've been in the company 25 years, who knows? But the reason I'm picking up on it.
About almost close to 3.
But you've been in the industry for many
years.
Oh,
yeah, for probably like that. But yeah, but no, he got the exact number. And it surrounds me right now. So
okay.
I that's not lost on me because I know 9 is lesson completed and, you know, get this lesson. I've been aware of that. So I've been maybe working too hard, like, what's the lesson? What's the lesson? Because I'm ready to learn it and move on.
Then it's simple. It's simple. Venture into trying to help somebody, whether you receive blows or not, and then you've done the work, you can leave.
And this, I mean, just, Debbie, this store, I mean, you go to different stores. Can't you turn down work at the specific store if you so desire?
No, it's the main one.
Oh, it's the main store. Hmm.
Well, you can, if you want to leave boldly, you can approach this assertively and see who... anyone you want to help there, it doesn't matter. If you choose to help or have the opportunity to help somebody, it doesn't matter who it is. As long as you're helping a human being before you leave, then whether you're ready or not, you could leave then, or you could wait until the opportunity now opens the door since you've done that. But I would probably take the bold step of trying to help somebody, you know, discreetly.
It's an approach I haven't thought about. You know, my motto was like, I'm never going to hurt anyone, but, and I certainly will help. But if you attack me, I'm neutral to you, which I've never heard somebody taking blows. I mean, I've taken blows from people that I've helped and, you know, it hurts you. You get your feelings hurt, you know, I mean, I know because they're not a client. You know,
the best thing you can do,
ask permission.
The best thing you can do, Deborah, the best thing you can do is
Deborah,
when you find.
Right, too.
She
goes by Deborah at work, so go on.
When you find an opportunity, say something nice to her, leave her with that karma. If she lashes out at you, she'll get her due. But you've sufficed the old karma connection between you and her. And you've left on a note of love in spite of the fact that she may be a bitch. So you've left with that. And then you can leave. You go. Don't be stuck there.
Okay.
Okay, Debbie. You can, you know, call us again and give us a progress report. We'd appreciate it. And
you can find us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all are amazing. I mean, this is a perspective that I feel like I'm flailing around, and you just gave me a fresh perspective, and I feel good about that. I am so happy. I can't tell you.
Good. Well, hopefully that will help you when you go in there next time, and perhaps things will shift for you.
I'm going to call you back and give you a heads up.
Great. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I'm going
to... Sorry, cut you off too early. What were you going to say?
I'm going to keep listening.
Listening? That's okay. I got you on mute. 929 is our next caller, and then we have 267. So we have to be short with these nails.
Greetings, everyone. Hi, this is Nikita. Hi.
Hi, Nikita. Call me
from Connecticut. Hi.
Hi.
My birthday is 7/9/81.
Okay.
I'm calling because I feel off of my kilter somewhat, so if you guys can just help me align real quick.
Okay, well, what's new? Anything you want to share with us? Are you going to do nursing yet, or?
No, I was actually waiting exactly when I moved, and I have a prospective place, but it hasn't been finalized yet, so, yeah. It's like I'm in between phases right now.
You're in between phases. You're not working?
No, I am.
Where are you working?
At the hospital.
You're working at a hospital, but you didn't tell us that before, right? This is a new job?
No, I did. I told you that I was doing it, but I'm doing the valet parking.
Valet parking is what I remember you doing before, but I don't think I remember that you were also working at a hospital, but that's good, because I didn't remember it, and I think we encouraged her to work in the field, at least. So, but you're feeling, like, stuck or something now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hospital chair.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
Where in your background was there somebody who had a drinking problem?
Oh, my grandmother and my father.
Okay. The energy from that, Nikita, your energy that you observe from that, is from those people, is what is attaching to you being off kilter. It must go in cycles. But whatever disturbance your what was it, your father and your, who was it you said?
Grandmother.
Grandmother?
My grandmother, yeah.
Whatever disturbance your grandmother and your father gave you in growing up due to alcohol is what stayed inside you that lends itself to throwing you off kilter at times. So what you got to do is say, okay, I had this experience. That's the physical world. I had this experience. Whatever I had with my grandmother, my father, whatever experiences I had that were negative with them, I've got to release it because it's like a pebble in my shoe. I can't walk correctly having those experiences and holding on to them. I've got to let go. Is there any really bad experience you had or anything you remember about your grandmother, your father, either one?
Oh, man, I remember as a child taking her Bacardi bottle, throwing it out, and filling up with apple juice.
Were you raised by her?
Somewhat, can say so. And with my father.
And your father, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And with my father, he would drive drunk with me when I was a child. And one time, while we're driving over the Brooklyn Bridge, he ended up getting into an accident. And I was sleeping in the back seat, and I flew up front, but it was like a fender bender. So
he didn't, like, go to jail or anything like that?
No. Later on in life, he did.
But not in that incident.
No.
And he was probably drinking, and they didn't take him in or anything like that.
Okay.
Exactly.
So this,
yeah.
You see, we don't know about your history. We're just discovering it. But this is what's causing, these experiences is what's causing you at times to go off kilter because they disrupted your childhood. And your nursing started with you throwing the alcohol out and putting apple juice in it. So right there, you're becoming a nurse.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Yeah. See, so you were nursing your grandmother. You were that's the beginning of you being a nurse. That you embraced. You did a good thing. The alcohol, that was your father and your grandmother. They had problems. You came back to nurse people. You came back to help people. So what you got to do is just say, you know, I had these bad experiences, but what they did was they enhanced my ability to be healthy, to nurse people, and to help people.
And what you got to do is separate that from your personal experience you had with
rather than succumbing to her experiences. Yeah.
Fine. Okay, if you can do that, you don't need any therapy. You can do that yourself.
It's because if she has a conscious, she, you know, now this has been brought to a consciousness, and she's going to be able to actually separate her experiences with what she's doing now. So different perspectives sometimes helps you be more healthy, I think.
That's right.
Change your mindset.
You just say, I have these experiences. You know, and when
now
you
were, I understand.
Yeah, you got it? So when you were thrown from the back seat to the front seat, that was being thrown off kilter.
Mm-hmm.
That experience stayed with you. Just let it go. I mean, you know, it was part of your energy. It caused a rift in your personality structure. Now that you know what it is, it's a pebble in your shoe. Throw it out. Throw it out.
Mm.
And embrace you as yourself as a healer.
Amen.
Okay, Peter. These are short because we don't have a lot of time. We have another caller, but I think that was that was a nice insight.
It hit my soul. It did.
Reading. Good.
I wasn't even expecting that, to be honest with you. Thank you for taking me there.
Yeah. Okay, well, take care, Nikita, and
And move forward,
yeah.
Nikita. Don't linger on it. It's simple. Just let it go. Let it go. It was actually part of you being a healer. It's part of you. Embrace it as part of the construction of you being a great nurse and a healer, and you're moving forward.
Thank you for that.
Okay, take care, Nikita.
You too. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, one last caller, 267. Hi.
Hello.
267. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Oh, hi. My name's Donna, and I'm from Philadelphia. Do you need my birthday?
Please.
4/21/62.
Okay.
And are you just answering general questions?
Yeah,
anything
sure.
That you need. What do you need?
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to know, it's a romance kind of thing. I've been friends with someone for a pretty long time, and I saw him yesterday, and there's like a kind of a attraction on my part. I just wanted to know, do you see it on both parts?
Well, what's his birthday? Do you have that?
Yes, I do know his birthday. It's November 10th, and I'm pretty sure he's a couple years older than mine. I think he's 57. No, 50. 57
he would be,
or 50. Excuse me?
Oh, you think he's born in 57 or 58? Do you know how old he is?
Yeah. But his birthday is November 10th.
Oh, wait, he's 57 or 58 years old, you said? Not born in 57 or 58.
Right.
You don't really know
the year. Yeah, because I don't really know the year.
So he's either born in 61 or 60. Hmm. So that doesn't give us an exact, but we do know the month.
Well, she said 57 first, so let's go with that.
Okay, fine.
So what would it be?
Dean.
And November hasn't come yet.
25/7, right? He would be...
57, so he'd be 60.
Wait a second.
And now he's not 60, definitely.
No.
No, he was born in
1960.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm adding this up wrong. 313.
He was born probably 1960. 19, let's just say it with that.
1910-1. Is that right? 7 and 13, a 1.
13, 19.
Yeah, he's 1910-1, so compounded.
Oh, yeah, he does. He has an attraction to you. So
oh, okay.
On the first step, he has attracted to you. So if I were to pull him off the street and said, hey, what do you think of Donna? Do you think she's pretty? Are you attracted to her? Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah, why? Well, she likes you. Really? Yeah. Huh. Okay. That's the first comment I think I would have with this guy if I pull him off the street and talk to him about you. And the conversation was just, understandably, okay. So there is an attraction there. But you see, the problem, I don't know if he was in a relationship while you got out of one, any sort of despairing.
Yeah, he was married for a very long time and got hurt really bad. Like we had, or he knows there's an attraction there with me, and he, you know, wants to be friends. And I thought, you know, okay, it's one of these things. Like it's been going on for like 3 years now, and like I can kind of tell, but I just was curious. You know, should I just let that go or?
Well, he's attracted. You see, the thing, the difficulty is that, Donna, we're getting the idea that, yes, psychically, he was in a relationship, he got hurt, it's over. So that's the psychic validation. The other is that he seems, from your report, he seems to be aware that you're attracted to him, but
yeah,
he wants to be friends. And you're wondering, well, is there any chance that this friendship that he's positioning himself with me can move into anything deeper because I'm really attracted and drawn to this guy? Possibly. What's going on with a cousin? Were you ever in a weird world involved with a cousin or attracted to a cousin in your lifetime?
Was I ever attracted to a cousin? No.
I'm sorry?
No, she said.
No? I don't know.
No.
You know, Donna, we don't have a lot of time left. I'm thinking that this man in a past life was
your cousin.
And that there was a relationship between the two of you at one point. Now, that's past life. That's a whole different conduction there. It's a whole different world, but it blends into this world. So we can't definitively say, if she's saying, well, I want a friendship, that's a problem. But if you're saying, is he attracted to me? Our response is yes, from a past life.
Whether or not he's going to get into a relationship is the more important question, because he may be attracted, but he might not be willing to enter into.
Yeah, there may be a complication there. And to see the problem done is we don't have enough time to go into it deeper to discover more things, to validate things.
And we are back on the air, Donna, on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, or you can call off the show 562-596-7818. But unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there for a 60-second warning.
Oh, okay. Could you just tell me one thing? Do you see my husband wanting to come back into my life?
Well, that's
oh,
well,
that
that's
would
deeper.
We can't you call back on the show. There's
I
a
will
possibility. See, there's a possibility, Donna, because we're talking about family energy.
Do you want to reconcile with your husband?
It would take a lot of work, but it would be an option.
Okay. Well, call
yeah
back on another show, and
there,
we can get more into
there,
that.
There's a basis for that because we're dealing with the theme of family via the past life cousin. Now where you're talking about your husband, family, returning. So there's a theme resonate, and it may be possible that could be what happened.
Okay. All right, Donna. Well, we'll talk to you on another show, and we are back on the air again on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we did not get to our topic, as I said in the beginning of the show.
Well,
I
we
kind
tried
of thought
to
that
bring
was
into
happen
it a little bit.
Well, anyway, we'll be able to do that on our next show. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.